Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta. Hey Augusta.
Appreciate you just dropping on this me now. Nigga, you sent the notes 15 minutes before we were supposed to get here.
That could be your rant about how he sent the notes.
Yeah, you're right. All right. So if you had, we're going to call this one managing expectations. So if you want a nigga to do a rant, do not send the message that you want a nigga to do a rant 5 minutes before the rant is due. That's just the first part of it. As far
so this
as,
is a rant on a rant.
This is the rant. This is a rant on ranting.
Or rant.
What? Okay. All right. So.
Throw that boy pussy.
I think we need to start the show.
Yeah,
after
I think. Can we do a kickball? Can we redo? No take?
No.
That's no, cool. I think that should
that,
be
yeah,
it.
That's done. Like, you completely just ruined the moment for everybody.
Check one, two. Throw that boy pussy, man. Let's just go into right into it.
Can we do it without showing the video?
Go right into it. Pause.
All right, Rem, go ahead and pull it up, and Rem, throw that boy pussy real quick. I mean, it's not on Raw. No, I just thought it wasn't available. I just thought it was inappropriate for Raw. No,
nah, it's pretty. No, it's not that. You literally have to go to YouTube, or I don't even know if it's on YouTube. You probably gotta go to World Star.
I don't want that in my history.
No, hey, you gotta go to.
Right, right.
Hey, dog, somebody has to use this computer. Hey, Rem, what the fuck is this, man?
Right.
Somebody try to type in Ludacris, throw them bowls. Real, let's search this out. I'm telling the MP3 right here. Throw that boy pussy. Real, what is this? Oh, no, my cousin was over
here. Wait a minute, that happened to me before. On my iPad, somebody was like, yo, let me look up something. And then when they went to, look it up, like a porno had popped up. I had forgot to clear it.
Ain't nothing wrong with no porn. Now, the porn, we talking about throw that boy pussy.
that's because you a guy.
That's
you know
not
what
acceptable
saying?
For nobody to have in their history.
I'm just saying.
On no earth.
Let's introduce our guest before.
No earth.
No earth.
Let's introduce our guest real quick before we go into throw that boy pussy.
Pause.
Pause.
We were on their show. Damn, you got to say pause. Keep saying pause every time you introduce
you
got to
say pause first.
Like a preemptive pause?
You got to preface it.
Okay,
pause.
I got even better one than that, than pause before, to preface.
What's that?
You got to chant on before that shit come right. On. No, we were on their show last week. They showed us love, and we decided to have them on our show. Indeed. It's the two ladies of the Pisces Life, Kai and Letitia. Thank you for coming on Stroud Low Cash, ladies.
Hey, ladies. How y'all doing?
Peace, y'all. How y'all doing, brothers?
We doing good. We just all down here. We in the crib, in the Matrix. The crib, the Matrix. I don't know. You know, we down here.
Hey, Javon, like he a boxer, though, that just came from working out.
Hey, man, that's what I feel like, boy. You know, doing. Had a long day, man. Long day.
I hear you. I hear you on that. All right, so let's go on. First, ladies, tell everybody about y'all show, where they can hit y'all up at real quick first before we go into that.
Hey, it's Letitia. I am just Letitia on Twitter, LETITIA. Kai, you can get the
rest of that. Yo, this is Kai Love. If you're looking for me on the Twitter, you can find me at Kai Loves You, KILOVES. We are the co-hosts of the Pisces Life podcast, formerly of the Black Astronauts Podcast Network. We're on our own network for 2 weeks now. We have had 2 weeks of shows.
If you are looking for us, you can find us everywhere that you can find Straight Outta Lil Cash. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio. You can look for us as well on our website, thepiscesLife.com. And if you want to send us some suggestions or some feedback or whatever, you can hit us on our Gmail. That is thepiscesLife@gmail.com. And lastly, the show Twitter is @PiscesPodcast, all one word. Thank y'all for inviting us back. We had such a good time last time, so we're definitely looking forward to tonight's episode.
All right. Let's just go right into it. We're not even going to introduce ourselves. Everybody know who we are.
Yeah, everybody knows who we are. And I really don't want to introduce myself before.
Before this. You want to introduce yourself after this?
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm going to do mine towards the middle of the show.
All right. The name of this song, this is not even part of Raw. No, this song is so stunning.
It's a song Daryl found on the internet when he was searching. I don't know what he was searching for, but
it's by Fly Young Red, and it's called "Throw That Man Pussy."
No, don't try to
change it now.
Yeah, he tried to make it a little like.
I don't know if man pussy is any better than because you're right, because boy pussy is also pedophilish. So yeah,
either or, it's a booty hole.
what is it?
A booty hole. Okay. A booty hole.
Throw That Boy Pussy is the name of the song.
See, this is how I trick you right here.
Oh, that Wayne. Oh, it's that Wayne, boy.
About to make him dance now. Yeah.
Throw that boy pussy. Throw that boy pussy. Throw that boy pussy. Throw that boy. Fucking, yeah. Let me get a rubber, beat it from the back, round of applause, make that ass clap, clap, clap.
Rim was over there sweating like, dude, I can't, itchy trigger finger to go ahead and respond. Okay,
but you said there was what was the classic line you heard on that book?
This nigga said, shake your ass, he said, drop it down in the splits. Shake your ass like a bitch. I like how you do it. I want to see you do that on this dick. you ever just had something that make you just now, there's no words that can come out of your mouth that would have to do justice to the circumstance. That's one of those moments, because I didn't know it was gonna be that vulgar, man. It kind of caught me off guard.
It was a little surprising when it showed up in my Facebook feed as well. I was like, what? Oh, okay.
I think it's just a problem with Earth. I think Earth needs it. I'm just saying. The Malaysian airplane that got lost, and then, I think it's been going wrong.
It has been a tornado day.
I think Earth needs to really start just spinning back the opposite way, just kind of see if we can maybe just turn this around and get away from Throw That Boy Pussy. I would rather go back to Luke. Two Live Crew, Pop That Coochie. Now that's a good song. Pop That Coochie. Now that's a good quality ratchet song.
Is it? It's wholesomely ratchet.
Wholesomely ratchet.
Yeah. Pop that. Absolutely.
That pussy.
Yeah. Right. Pop That Pussy. Like that's a good song. But Throw That Boy Pussy. Nah, I don't.
Yeah.
That's a booty hole. Pussy. Yeah.
That's a booty hole.
It's probably super offensive to regular gay people.
Man, please, they love that movie.
I've been saying they probably.
Dude, I don't think
secretly they do. Just like even if now, I don't care how how a woman is, or how she got $2 million in her 401k. When pop that coochie come on, she gonna get amped a little bit. It's gonna be subtle, but it'd be like, girl, if I was in the motherfucking streets, like they hold back. They hold back, but they like the song, man. So them gay dudes like that song too. They do.
Yeah. So you saying that's like the ratchet of like gay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
that's Gretchen. So
that's like Gretchen. Below regular.
What is
it? Teddy said called it Gretchen.
It's Gretchen.
Gretchen.
That's Gretchen music.
Yeah, that is Gretchen. Yeah, good
it's
word.
It's a combination of gutter and ratchet.
Nah.
No, that's not what I was thinking.
Gay and ratchet.
That's more.
No.
What?
Okay, that's all right. That's your show. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying what? It was,
I'm muting out. Never mind.
You know, folks is, you know, sensitive about our other brothers and sisters. That,
oh, we
know,
got, I'm saying we got love.
You know,
we got love.
That love for the other team. But, yeah, you know, y'all are red-blooded heterosexual men. And there's, my dad used to tell my brothers, there is not ever going to be a heterosexual man, straight man, that's going to be okay with a gay man wholly 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. You could be friends with them, maybe you could work with them, but like, there's just certain things that's going to make a heterosexual man feel uncomfortable around a gay man. And that, yeah. I don't think that that's a bad thing. That's not, you know, being homophobic. That's not gay bashing. That's just being real. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it's as long as you're not disrespecting their situation, you know what I'm saying, causing physical harm to them, I think it's okay for you to be honest and be like, yo, I don't feel necessarily comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? I got to honor the heterosexual portion of that. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you step into a different arena, then that's something else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah. I get you.
So can we all say this? Throw that boy pussy. The song itself.
It completely implies heterosexuality. Like, so calling it gay.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing. It's not like, I mean, we would say the same thing if somebody was saying, throw that woman dick. Like, it would be no different. It would be the exact same thing.
That's a good point, dude. We would make the same. Come on now. We don't want to hear no shit like that. Throw this woman dick.
So if this was a chick that was rapping, you know, she was, you know, flowing, and then she had those same dudes doing they little, you know, super sexualized dancing, y'all would be like, that would definitely go on the gnaw.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's still about music. I mean, if it's but it's ratchet on both accounts. Like, I'm pretty sure Elton John's like, yo, this is fucking ratchet.
Right.
Like, and it doesn't matter who's watching it. I'm watching it, Elton John watching it. Anybody who's on both sides of the sex is watching is like, yo, this is fucking ratchet.
Right, boy right. George is like, I don't like this shit at all. Terrible.
I mean, my whole thing with this, I have no, I mean, it's just like, it's so overbearingly, like, it's like almost like they want to get that attention. It's like,
yeah.
It's like when you see, even when you see ratchet songs, look like, pop that pussy, bitch, pop that pussy. Be like, damn, nigga, like,
Daryl, what song, where you hear that song at? Daryl, one time, I ain't never
that's
heard that one before.
Rick Ross, pop that.
Right. Pop that pussy, bitch, pop that pussy. Hey,
that's the first verse.
Or what?
Pop that pussy, bitch.
Yeah.
On your favorite artist, French Montana's first song.
Well, you know what? Maybe because you just said it a little fast. He said, pop that pussy, bitch. Pop that pussy. I'm like, I might get a little mad. If, like, hold on, man. You ain't got to say it that fast. Slow it up.
Slow it up.
When you say it fast, that makes it, yeah, more derogatory.
I don't think anybody has a problem with the song. Like, you like what you like. You know what I mean? I think it's just the fact that it just caught everybody off guard. Especially, like, if you see the video, there's nothing that implies that what's about to happen is about to go down.
It's about to happen, right. Leticia, I'll link you to the video.
You haven't seen Leticia?
Child, I'm okay. Y'all described it enough. I'm good.
I'm going to say I did.
Oh, well, that's why she was getting mad. She ain't seen the video yet.
But you know, it's just a lot. It's just shock value for real. Because, like, that's not the norm for me, or I'm sure any guys in here. So just like to see it, I'm like, cause I saw it on World Star Hip Hop. I was on World Star Hip Hop when I saw it.
Grown man with leggings
throwing it. What's the next subject?
Male vagina.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, let's move forward. All right. Next up, we got our mailbag. I can't access the mailbag because the internet won't connect for me here. So we'll just table that. I want to give a big shout out to my school who's in the Sweet 16.
Just felt that coming.
Iowa State in the Sweet 16. New York, Madison Square Garden, baby. On Friday, I will be drizzled. You know, I'm drunk. I'm going to start drinking at work.
You start drinking now.
That should be true. But I'm just going to start drinking at work. Like, if they call me at 2. They're going to be like, I'm like, hey, it's all done.
They're going to be like, yeah, we're just trying to let you know that we packed your shit up already for you.
Have a pink slip waiting in your locker.
Right. Sir, security is waiting, please.
I'm like, Man.
You can't say shit. You got to leave. You got to go. He talking about I'll be like, nah, you'll be like in the car or in the cab, sobering up on their way home, explaining what just happened. Yeah, I got fired for drinking Ciroc on my job.
But what'd be funny is, though, I know a dude that was that he got fired, and he just starts sending them all dick pictures.
To
like,
who?
Like, to the, all the people. Like, no, he, and he mailed them in the mail. So, like, you know.
He went, he did retro dick pics?
And it sent it, like a corporate letter, like, head and everything. Not a letterhead, but, like, you know, like an envelope where you think, like, it's real shit. And it opened up, and it's just him, him holding his dick.
Guess what you can suck.
Suck it.
But it does show in his face, though, so you don't, you can't say, see who it is.
Well, I hope they was nice pictures, though. I mean, if he had, like, a teeny weenie, that would be, like, pointless.
I mean, I don't know. He just told me he did it, though. He was like, yeah, I sent all the motherfuckers my dick. I like, oh, yeah, you just told him to suck your dick? No. I sent him my dick. Okay, so I was trying to explain that to me, brother. He's like, I made some Polaroid copies of my dick and then sent them to him in the mail. Certified. Polaroid. Then he said certified. I was like, damn, you so pay for the certified.
And right.
You want to make sure you get this dick.
So now dare you to put all his business in the street, and now they're going to be getting him on some mail, you know, obscenities. Rob, he done sent out these dick pictures.
I mean, that was like, what's the statute of limitations?
Are they going to get this dick?
Wait, nigga, you act like I know. Like, I've been sending out pictures. I don't know.
No, I'm just like, wondering.
No, that's only legal in Wisconsin. And,
I just wonder if it's statute of limitations on that, because that was like 5 years ago, though. So he should be straight,
okay,
though.
He should be straight. He should be straight.
And they don't know, though. That he never, it didn't show his face. Just as him holding his dick.
Unless it was a chick he used to fuck with up in the executive office.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, is that funny, a prison?
Hey, what'd be funny is if it was somebody that was gay that was on the staff, though, and they kept the picture up in his, up in their office.
Is this you? You see him later on. Not. You know what? That was my homeboy Daryl sent it to me.
All right. We got this man finds a sex party in his apartment he rented out. Now, Javon, this brother's a comedian.
Didn't we talk about this already?
No, we talked about it off-air.
We talked about off-air.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this dude is a comedian, though. His name is Ari Temmerman. Have you heard of this dude before?
No.
Nah. I was in a line, said, yeah, but nah, I haven't.
Basically, he had a whole thing, the BBW raid party.
Oh, he used the air bed and breakfast?
Yeah, air bin, or whatever. There go the dude right there, I guess. The dude came in and took pictures. As he was going on, that's the dude hosting the party.
Is that
right
a drum set?
Yeah, that was the white guy on the drum set.
You fucking touch my drum set, dude.
Just sack.
Put my sack all over your drum set.
I'm like, man, I fuck like three bitches on your drum set. Yeah. That's probably what he said, though. Three BBWs.
BBW. Panty raid.
Panty raid.
Like, where the fuck is my drumstick?
So who is this dude?
That's one of the dudes that hosted it.
So basically, this dude rented
out. So it was a gay party?
No, BBW is Big Beautiful Women.
Beautiful? I thought it was... Oh, okay. I ain't gonna say
no, that. Well, it's Big Beautiful Women.
Wow.
That's what BBW means.
He's not lying. I watch a lot of porn, and that is what it...
Look at this flyer, though. For it, though.
I thought it was Big Black Women. It's Big Beautiful Women?
It's Big Beautiful Women.
Oh, look at racist.
But usually when they say that, it's usually black women, though.
Yeah, okay.
So it's still racist.
I didn't pull that from
No, but nowhere. It's still racist even with the porn industry because there's very, very few BBW white women in porn. Usually they say BBW on a porno is black chick.
Or maybe it's seven three maybe it's three B's and then two B's.
No, it's just two
big,
B's.
Big beautiful black women and then big beautiful
it's just
women.
BBW. Big beautiful woman. But this is the thing that's crazy about this. I think that old boy, he's trying to sue them for he sued a dude for $50,000.
In damages.
Right. Oh, because they damaged the apartment?
Yeah, and he supposed to have got evicted.
And you can't get chlamydia
so
out of the
wall. Wait a minute. So the dude right here, the one who grabbing the ass.
No, that's not him on the flyer.
Nah, and this is the funny thing, though. That dude look like him, though. The dude on the flyer, though. I was wondering if this is all a setup.
Right. That's what I was looking at. So that's not him, though.
That's not him.
They look different.
He peeling that booty open, too, ain't he?
Yeah, I wish we could see
I can't tell by the blur. Thank you.
So I'm getting peeled open.
Hey, I think I got that same pillow.
Oh.
Smell it.
Wait a minute.
Smell it.
Yeah. Does it smell like chlamydia? Because if it does, that's probably the same pillow.
Does it smell like chlamydia?
Like chlamydia was a soup.
Yeah, and like he had a whole bunch of stuffed animals, I guess, and they all got abused too.
How do you know that? Never mind.
what you, when your Teddy Ruxpin hands can't come apart.
Damn.
It'll be all gooey and shit.
Teddy won't talk no more. He's been traumatized.
Yeah, but that case, man, that was real crazy to think about it. Somebody came up in your crib and they was just fucking. You came in the crib and they was just fucking a whole bunch of big girls fucking on your floor.
Man, it ain't nothing broken.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the fact that a whole bunch of people fucking in your crib.
Hey, talk about read that top line. I caught them taking my white sofa out into the backyard alley. So they just finna fuck outside in the alley on this nigga's sofa.
Yeah.
That's doing bold. The most at
the and they have more room though too. So it's like, well shit, Craig, you did say you wanted to fuck on that sofa. Why don't we just move it out there? You can fuck in the alley and we can have more room to fuck in the living room.
Yeah. They was doing too much, dude. And I ain't gonna lie, this ain't like just some old nigga shit where you taking it down. You going and taking somebody's whole sofa out now. If you were fucking on my sofa and you had plastic and shit on it, I'm going to be a little bit mad, but I'd be like, oh, man, they was considerate, though. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want to bust on my sofa, get my couch pregnant. So I would look at it more so like, oh, man, okay, you know. But taking my shit outside and all the extra shit, man, you know.
They just finna shoot a porn in the alley.
Not on this sofa. You got the, so I would have definitely been upset off the whole ordeal. But if they had Pinky there or something like that, then I probably just would have been like, all right, look.
We can portion work of the proceeds.
Out. Let's see if we can work something out, man. Or Roxy Reynolds. Oh, man. All right. I don't watch porn, though. So just get that. Yeah, I don't watch porn.
Right, right. Me neither, Javon. Me neither.
Right, right. See, all that stuff I just said about Pinky and Roxy Reynolds, Daryl told me.
I watch porn, though. Shit, man. I want to go to the AVNs one time.
Straight up.
Yeah, I would love to do that shit, though. Go to AVNs and shit. Dude, you know who goes there a lot, though? Funny thing is DJ Premier.
For real?
Premier's a big-ass porn head, yeah. Like, he, like, just cool motherfuckers and shit, though, and everything. All right.
I wonder if they have, like, games at the AVNs. Do they have, like, games? Like the tug-off race or something?
Shut up, dude.
Pause.
Pause.
I didn't say it was by dudes.
I mean, they have it. Remember when, like a year or so ago, to Sarah J and the other porn star, where they was sucking a whole bunch of dicks for the Miami Heat winning the
championship? Yeah, we covered that story.
Yeah.
You had a blowjob if they won.
Yeah.
And all these niggas showed up in Heat jerseys.
Yeah, they sucked 182 dicks or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if they all busted, though. Like, if you
No,
one
all of them
like,
bust, though.
Yo, it doesn't even require a bust in 180? That's a lot of sucking.
I mean, it was between two girls, though. So it was 90,
that's still a lot of sucking. 90
apiece. Yeah, 90 apiece. You could do that. That's
wait, you, me?
No, Kathy? No. What? You understood. Not like you as in you personally.
Each one of them got 3 minutes, I think. It was something like that.
So, you know, niggas is probably doing the buffering while they was waiting in the line.
Like, ooh, right. I'm going to bust.
I'm going to get by.
Oh, in your mouth.
You
going to
catch this. You going to catch this. I've been waiting to see you all my life.
Oh, you going to take this dick. Yeah, no, it's crazy, though, because all the people that you would think would do that, a porn star and some regular dudes, though, with masks on. It was a whole bunch of dudes with masks. Some dudes didn't give a fuck. They was like, shit, I'm letting everybody know I'm seeing my dick up by Sarah Jane. They said 375 dudes showed up, though.
Whoa.
With their pants down.
Because they just didn't let everybody in.
Pause.
That's so crazy.
That's super crazy. And so what if you was just like, you was the 181st person? I'd be mad in the motherfucker.
But you waited in line.
You waited in line
like
for three hours, dick out, and then they get out there like,
yo,
well.
Okay, question. Okay, so y'all would like let some porn star?
Depends.
My dick in general?
Are we like the first people to be there?
You like middle. You like middle suckage. Middle.
No. I got to be in the first five.
Tomorrow for what?
To get your dick sucked.
To get your dick sucked by a porn star. If
you was like one of the first dudes, would you do it?
What do you mean? Like at one of them conventions?
Remember we covered that story that the Miami Heat, if the Miami Heat won the championship, it was like 2 years ago, that Sarah J and another porn star, would you get a blowjob by them?
I gotta be number one, dog.
That's what I see.
If I can't be number one, well, I'm saying they miles been tampered with many other times before. So
would you get
like,
head in general from a porn star?
Would I? I mean, actually, porn stars actually get tested probably more than what we do. A lot more than we do. So it's probably safer, for real. But I would.
So it sounds like you wouldn't let that wouldn't happen, Kai. You wouldn't let that go down, Letitia?
Yeah. Yo, I'm just saying, like, if the situation was reversed, like, you know,
Like, who's a good known, like, what porn star dude is good known for eating pussy well? Like dudes can rattle off the
That's a good question, Kai.
So, yo, let me tell you, like, look, since we're talking about porn, porn is horrible for women because it doesn't ever show the dude eating out for more than, like, 4 seconds.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Wait, you know what? We broke up. We broke up right there. Man. What about me? Man. What about Kai? What about Kai? Kai need to see some stuff.
Just hit repeat. No, just keep hitting the 10-second back button. Loop.
No, but the amateur, like on like Pornhub, like the amateur movies is way better for like single chicks. You know what I'm saying? If you like trying to see a man get at a girl good, like that's what it's at. Because like they show some extended, you know, eating out situations, which is important. You know what I mean?
So would you let that happen though? Like if it was an amateur guy that was well known on the amateur circuit?
No, that would be no. Because first of all, like Kai is a really kind of sensual, get into your life, get into your head type of chick. So that would just like ruin the whole mood of it. You know what I'm saying? For me, like I wouldn't even.
But what if this person was known for being able to just
pussy eating?
Pussy eating Robert.
Motor tongue.
Let's call him that.
Motor tongue.
I'm wired like that though. Like I ain't that, you know, thirsty for that to be like, oh, I gotta have his tongue on my clit.
It's just real quiet right now.
Did you hear what Teddy said? The name would be Pussy Eating Roberts. Like that's how somebody who just nasty he come out the house with a robe on motor ready.
And a bib.
Where is it at?
And a fork and a knife.
A motor tongue.
That's just too much.
Letitia real quiet like, right now. She probably would. Letitia real quiet. She probably would, though.
Whatever, dude.
Look, she ain't said nothing. She ain't had nothing to reply after. She's like, I would.
Nah. T should be like collecting the dough, maybe. That's what she gonna be doing. Nah. Mm-mm. See, the one thing y'all gotta understand, you know, we two fish, right? We be both Pisces. Like, I'm the erotica. I'm the chick that talk about, you know, fucking and sucking and all the rest of that. Letitia is not that, you know, I wouldn't say ratchet. I wouldn't refer to myself as ratchet. I'm just a little bit more sexually free with my conversations. So she listening. She just ain't coming.
Okay. Pussy eating Rob. She need his phone number.
You gonna send it over to her house?
Yeah.
Where is it at? That's his catchphrase. That's what he wanted. Where is it at? He wanna find.
What's gonna be the symbol on his bib? He got on the bib. What's the symbol?
An oyster.
Oh man.
Catfish.
Real catfish.
Oh man. Teddy said an oyster.
Give me that clam.
A kitty cat.
Jam out with your clam out.
Oh man.
Y'all horrible, man. Y'all horrible. All right, moving forward. Master P's wife, him getting into his wife, though, she's supposed to be living with Lil Romeo because she ain't got no money, supposedly.
Well, did you see what Lil Romeo put online, right?
Yeah, he said that everything was all good, that he gave her money.
My mother lives in a gated community. She has a luxury vehicle, this, that, and the other. I think she might be, Sonya Miller, she might be a little salty, dude.
You think so?
But I think it's something deeper than what we know because Master P commented on it lightly. He said,
"Ain't they been divorced for a minute?"
Yeah, he said
7 years.
Yeah, 7 years. He said if she can take a test right now and show him if she's sober. So I don't know what that means. Sober off of what?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he said if she clean, if she could stay clean or somebody, she could be sober. So. I mean, she might have some stuff. She fighting herself, man. All we can do is just hope for the best for them. Because that was a dope couple, man, for real. Just when you talk about started from the bottom, now we here. This was like one of the premier black couples, I would say, from me coming up, you know, along with Will and Jada.
Right. So. Yeah, it sounded like to me that there's something else going on here where she couldn't have access to the money. And it seems like he's taking like that... What is it, like tough love? Like the tough love stand? Because this is like, he got money. He got dough. So why would, you know, she be not living fly when he has money. Seems like to me that there's something else going on, and that story even coming out just seemed kind of, you know, one-sided a little bit. So I hope for the best for her. You know what I'm saying? Whatever is going on, hopefully that's going to be rectified.
Yeah, she'd be cool. I mean, come on, Natty. Lil Romeo, your son, and Master P, technically they still married, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so either way, man, she'd be cool. I don't know what she doing, where she need to be clean, but, you know, be sober. Get better or get well or whatever's going on. I hope the best for you. And loan me some money when you get better from your husband. Sign me up on y'all. I want to be No Limit Comedy. I know they had it going on back in the day. Bring it back. Sign me up, Sonya. Sonya. Is it Sonya or Sonya?
Sonya.
Okay, Sonya, I'm just trying to make a quick little plea while she going through something, because you know when people get back on their feet, they remember stuff like this.
All right, we was talking about porn a little bit, but what?
No, the transition. I want to see how we've been in the transition.
Segway. Yeah. Porn earlier. Man gets caught sucking toes in Walmart.
How's that?
Yes.
He gets $50,000 bill. He was a serial soul tucker. He was sucking girls' toes at Walmart.
Was he like tackling them?
No, he was lying. Said that he worked.
He's a podiatrist, no, right?
Yeah, he worked out. He was gonna help them try on shoes.
At Walmart. What Walmart is this? They got people working in the shoe department.
Sitting at a little area, though, right. Like, you know, I'm here to help you with your shoes and everything. Oh, where? You know, you sit down with what's the little foot thing where they measure your feet and all that, though, and everything.
You a size 7.5? And then, I got just the thing.
Then just grab it up and just eat. What's your boy that's eating out? How he's out? Give it here. What'd you say?
Where is that?
Where is it at?
And then he do that with the feet, though.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting, though, G.
And he comes out of nowhere with, where don't feet at?
Nah, just sitting there with a damn foot in your mouth. And then what if another person wasn't ready to try on a shoe? You probably just tell them, like, no, ma'am, you next. You can sit down. She probably like, hell no.
They got a picture of him, too. He's funny looking.
I saw him.
You saw him? Yeah.
Yeah, man. If you, I don't see how you could even consider sucking no toes nowadays, especially like wintertime. You know, somebody's foot been in their boots all day. And I don't really suck. Have I ever sucked toes before? Do women even like any toes sucked?
Yes.
Y'all do? Okay.
If you got pretty feet, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if you don't have pretty feet, you still like it. I'm just speaking for me. You know, Kai goes to the place, get her a pedicure every 7 to 10 days. I don't like chip polish. I like my feet to be baby smooth at all times. You know what I'm saying? Every woman ain't like that. But I like, you know, feet play. You know what I'm saying? I like foot massages. I like when my man kisses my feet. I like, you know, if I have, you know, we doing our little situation or whatever, I'm going to put a little, you know, oil on my ankles or whatever. So when you hitting that, you know what I'm saying, you can smell some lavender or some jasmine or whatever.
Now,
you
are considerate. What about basil? So considerate.
The basil breasts, you know what I'm saying?
Basil ankles.
Basil ankles. I don't know. They ain't say that in the instructions. But, you know, I'm experimental. I will try whatever. You know, tell you what. Teddy, we were supposed to have a Twitter date. You faked me out.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, what was this?
Oh, you remember. Yeah. Oh, you remember.
You remember, Teddy.
Oh, you remember. You remember.
I feel like niggas just be throwing shit out there and then put my name.
I tried to suck a chick toes before.
And what?
And she cut the roof of my mouth. Like a big toenail was like a peanut shell. I know, right?
It just make you think of Boomerang, man.
Yo, but like, dude. So, I mean, do y'all like feet? Y'all mess
I do.
With feet?
I do. No, love, I love feet.
I love women having dope feet. That's definitely a no-no if a chick has fucked up feet. I can't fuck with her.
Your feet look like mine. No, ma'am. We can't have the same. We
both
can't.
You know
whose
feet look fucked up, though?
Oh. Here we go.
Shania Lathan, man.
I ain't really seen her feet before.
I mean, if you look at her hands, too, she got ape hands, and she has 8 feet. Straight up.
I can't vouch for that.
The views expressed by Daryl Friesen do not necessarily
express
everybody at home right now, go ahead and pause this on Google, or while you're listening, Google it, and you'll see her primate hands and her primate feet.
Well, like we said before.
I love you, Sinead.
I do,
she
too.
She has a great face. She looks cute. But she looks like she's an extra on Planet of the Apes by the feet in her hands.
Damn, G. This nigga Daryl done drank some Ciroc. That's what that is, Sinai. If you came here right now, Daryl would not say that.
He would put his your foot dead in his mouth.
Yeah, he would.
In front of us and do the podcast. Right.
I wouldn't. I'm trying to tell you,
She's so pretty. She's such a beautiful woman.
She's pretty as hell, but her feet look like primates.
But you basically gonna pass on the pretty because, you know, she just wasn't genetically born with pretty feet?
Can't do it.
Yo, for real.
That's one of my that's one of my pet peeves, man.
That's a no go. The feet gotta
every,
be right.
I can say for every chick I've ever been with on a level like that, they had not great feet. Every one of them. I stopped talking to chicks if their cheap feet was fucked up. I ain't lying.
You really? Oh,
they got pretty feet. They got pretty feet, but fucked up teeth. You gonna roll with the teeth or the feet?
I can't do that teeth either. Is real. That's another one.
See, damn. Ladies, if you're not a 12, you cannot get with Derek.
No, that's not that. That's not true. Mm-hmm. If you got to at least be an 8.
So basically, you got to have teeth and hands and feet, but you ain't got to have no upper lip, though.
I'm going to say at least have at least 7 front teeth. That's cool. No, I'm saying that way.
So your lips can hide like the ones in the back.
You can do that little half smile. You know, that way people won't know. They're like, oh, man, does she have? But them 7 ones look nice, but we ain't never seen the rest of them. And I ain't never got to explain, like, man, because she ain't got the rest of them, because everybody going to just see them 7 right there. So I say have them 7 front teeth. As long as we can eat corn on a cob together, you can just roll it up against the 7 teeth that you got.
Yo, that ain't even right. Nah. Like, no, but, you know, sometimes if it's the hearty laugh and they smile just too, then you're going to see the little holes in them. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Cause they gonna, and you funny too, Javon. So she gonna be laughing a whole lot around your ass. You can't do that. She gotta have all her teeth messing with you.
My one homeboy, he got missing teeth. He was smiling one time. We just slid a Snickers in his mouth when he had it in his mouth. We just slid it. We just pressed it. hit it.
You just said that you slid a Snickers in that dude's mouth.
Yeah, man. It was right before a show. Mm. What are we looking for now?
Oh, shout out to our homegirl, Atisha. She had to jump off and hence thing. So we'll shout her out and everything. Let her know again, Kai, where she can hit her up at.
Oh, if you're looking for Leticia, y'all can hit her up on the Twitter at I am just Leticia, IAMJUSTLETITIA. I am just Leticia. I hope I spelled that right, cause you know that ain't my suit.
Hey man, y'all talking about feet and
nigga, you chose this list.
I know. Oh, we gotta go to commercial break. We'll be back with Raw Gnaw in a minute. And not with booty meat on it though. Oh, what
we already get
booty meat. What?
Boy's booty meat.
Boy pussy, or, you know. Boy cunt.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
Boy slit.
Boy mouth.
Boy mouth.
Oh. Well, didn't they say like somebody I want to fuck you like from behind or something?
Yeah. I mean, where else would they? I don't even want to think about it.
No. Now let me go into a story here before we go to break.
Go ahead.
Oh, all right. So one of my homegirls is in federal agent, right? Mm-hmm. And she was telling me about when she was in her training and stuff. They had to watch different videos on like different like cases from like sexual abuse, assaults, death, stuff like that, though, just to see how, like, to do crime scenes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, one, it was this dude. He was in the military. He was getting fucked by, he died. He got stabbed up. They didn't know what happened to him, though. The dude that got killed videotaped him having sex with another dude that he picked up at the bar. The dude, he was hitting the chick. I mean, hitting the dude, like, having sex with the dude.
Right.
And while he was having sex with the dude, he had a missionary style.
Okay.
And he was stabbing him while he was hitting it.
Really killing him?
Like stabbing him while he's fucking him.
Oh, no.
And you can hear the dude going, she said you can hear the dude going, oh my God, no, no, no. And like he's like fucking him and stabbing him at the same time.
What? Oh my goodness. That is horrific.
He's a gay person that hates gay people.
He was like a dude, he's one of the people that like they have gay impulses, but they don't want like to, they feel bad about it and shit afterwards.
Right.
But he was fucking the dude and stabbing him at the same time, like, like basically pumping and stabbing at the same time.
That's terrible.
And the dude
man.
Is screaming like she said it was like agonizing, like moaning, screaming like. And the dude, but the other dude that was stabbing and killing him didn't know the dude was videotaping him.
What?
So the police come and everything, and they didn't know. They was like, damn, who the fuck did this? And they, you know, searched the crib, found the hidden video camera. That's how they caught the dude.
That's
they
would have
never caught the other dude because he picked them up at a bar, and they didn't. They was on some. Well, you know, whatever. Though, and went to the crib. He didn't know dude's name. It wasn't nothing like that. So they would have never caught this dude if it wasn't for that videotape. Mm-mm. Then they said they come to find out he had killed two other dudes like that too.
Oh, straight wow. up.
So he dude is a serial
killer
rapist.
No, I mean, I guess no, it was consensual, so it's not rape.
But you, I mean, you killing people. So you said,
killer. But it wouldn't be rape. You just murderer. Yeah, because it's consensual sex.
Right.
It'd be like when people kill prostitutes. They don't kill. They don't consider it a rape.
I'm saying they killers though, right? They like serial killers, right?
Serial killers, yeah. But they did not rape them though. Yeah, that was man. It was when she was describing it to me, like you could see her face, like you could see like it must have been horrific for her. She had to watch the tape too.
Oh wow.
She had to watch the tape of this shit happening. So number one, she had to watch a dude get stabbed to death while having sex. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. We got some happier stuff to talk
about.
Yeah,
we're gonna break. We're gonna go to Raw. No, no, we'll be back. Straight out of Low Cash.
Looking out the plane's window, trying to see what the clouds may resemble. I see faces, I see nations, I see places I never been. Right now my money ain't Merrill Lynch, and Willie got us killing each other still for metal cents. Pennies, better pension when you get them, nigga. Can't even throw them in a wishing well, a river, nigga. No St. Nicholas on the 25th December. It's a miracle I'm here above the mountains, pondering all the what ifs. Precipice, all it takes is that one cliff hanger. Hang on, keep your faith strong, like she lost a big part of her life on March 9th. Gotta remember I'm part man and part giant. Looking out over the sky, I'm farsighted. Holding tight, but my dreams feeling like barbed wire. Can't let go, guess it's in the hands of the Almighty. Laughing at my plans again, iceberg versus the Titanic. Abandoned ship when dancing instead of trying to balance, any man can slip. Looking back, I probably never really had a grip on it. Can't handle it, I need to channel this energy before I snap and channel flip. I guess the shoe fits, so I'm suited and booted just like the groomsmen. Head full of berries and juices, Princess Amunda. If I like her, then maybe I should pursue her. Put a ring on it before jumping the groom first. I know why the caged bluebird singing like Future. Cause he knows he might lose her if another man decides to choose her. Damn, I know y'all ain't accustomed to me cussing, but fuck it. I done lost enough and I'm dusted and disgusted. My money coming up shorter than Muggsy Bogues in a jump ball. Try to make her stay or let her go. Tough call, it could literally go either way. Block charge, I told her I would make it big one day and be a pop star. Clearly that shit was not in the cards. Not playing with a full deck, I should've stopped from the start. Damn. Minimum of $11, I'd share 10 of them. I know nowadays that's a rare sentiment. Niggas is sick, they rather share chlamydia. And I don't relate, I feel like I'm from Area 51. Alien from a distant sun, traveling, and what I'm seeing got me unraveling. Losing my hair, I had to shave it bald. I need glasses when I drive just to save a saw. I gotta stretch thoroughly before I play some ball. Other than that, I guess I'm just the same Jamal. A little older, a little wiser, maybe. Maybe not, who am I kidding? I'm still like a baby. I know that sounds oxymoronic, like when night and day meet. But that's the very beauty of a life so crazy. Maybe I'm jaded, or maybe this drink got me faded, like kid and play in the late 80s. I'm losing it.
We back, straight out of Low Cash. We are back. We are back. Javon, explain Raw and all time.
Raw or no? Pretty much comes from, you know, the term was founded. It actually has been around for years, man. But back in the day, if you were born in the early 80s or, you know, even if you were born in the 70s or whatever, around that time period, condoms weren't really used. So if your mother and father were together and your mother pulled out a condom and said, hey, here, put this on, back in the day, though, you know, back in, like, say, early 80s, late 70s, put this condom on, your father would have been like, condom, uh-uh. It's either raw or no. I'll go down the street and get with Brenda. You know, because, you know, back in the day, everybody father had, thought he was a player, so, you know, he had something down the street. So it's either raw or no. So basically, raw good, raw is good, or that's like in the middle, like some head or something. No, that's like, hell no, you know, we ain't doing it. And, you know, that's how we judge our videos and our songs that we're going to play today. And, you know, it's pretty much the gist of it, you know. So we can go ahead and roll right into it. The first song is Bye.
All right. Also, if you interest, some people have been asking us, emailing us about giving us some intro music for Raw and No. So if you want to produce it, come up with it, we'll feature it on Raw and No. It's dope. Not featured, but like use it as our intro for Raw and No.
Okay, that'll be dope. That'll be dope.
People been asking about it, if they could pitch something. So go ahead and pitch it to us. We'll check it out. You know, maybe we may have the whole Raw and No section if we get enough. Just a Raw and No section on production for Raw and No.
Raw and No about Raw and No.
Yeah,
so like a whole episode on Raw and All.
Yeah,
with a segment.
With a segment, or just on the people that want to produce the song for the Raw and All intro.
Gotcha.
All right. First up, we got DJ Snake and Lil Jon. It's their new joint. People have been really digging this song.
Yeah.
It's called Turn Down for What? They say Lil Jon back.
Uh-oh. This video. Y'all need to see. You need to see the video, guys.
Yeah. Oh no, I saw the video.
Okay.
That's an interesting song.
It's
what makes it, though.
Hey, man, the dude actually, I guess he supposed to be on hard or whatever. His dick be on hard. He straight knocking stuff off with his dick, man. Yeah. Like
break his stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about it's terrible. This video, I'm talking about it's funny, though, you know, but it's stupid, man.
What do you got on it, Tip?
Oh, that's a raw.
you like that, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like
it's cool, man. I appreciate the video, too. If it was somebody else other than Lil Jon, then I'd be like, what the fuck? But
it's,
Lil Jon.
It's interesting, though, this electronica thing is kind of taking over, like the EDM, as they call it. Yeah. It's taking over a little bit with sound and stuff, though.
I mean,
like, you got Just Blaze, that song Higher. You got a whole bunch of different stuff, you know, that's really been
popular. I mean, I don't know. It's all fairly reminiscent to dubstep to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Dubstep's really big. I mean, it's still big here, just not in our culture, not as much as it is, like, you know, in England and Britain and shit. But it's cool, man. I like it. I mean, I don't have a problem with electronica, so.
Rim, what you got?
I give it a raw. It was kind of a fun club record.
You think they'll be playing in the club? Would you play it? Or are you going to think about playing this?
Yeah, I'll play it. Okay. I'll play it.
Even though there's no, like, vocals on it for real? Just...
Yeah, it's kind of like a fun record, you know. Kind of fast.
It's almost like that Harlem Shake joint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You saying it's something somebody you can see people dancing to this rim?
Yeah.
Well, what if dude jumped up on your speaker and start humping it like the dude did in this video?
Yeah, I'll be in jail.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
But it turned out for what though, rim?
right.
All right, Kai, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it a raw.
Okay, okay.
Because it seems like something definitely, you know, play in a club. But it also seems like something like if you was at your family reunion, like that your 60-year-old grandmama would get up and, like, do a little dance to it. You know what I'm saying? So
baby, this it kinda, right here.
Right, right. Like, turn down for what?
Turn so, down.
So, yeah, I like it. It's a fun song, you know. It's, like, light, you know.
All right, Javon, what you got?
I'm gonna give it an or. I thought it was cool. You know, I'm gonna give it a high or. I'll give it a high or, close to a raw. So I'm gonna give it a high or. Right. It was cool.
All right. Next up, we have Rim. Actually, put me on this artist is 3D Nate, right?
Yeah.
3D Nate. This is her song called Shot Caller.
I'm Pam Pink. Shout out to everybody who got that. Everybody who's tuning in right now. 3dnati.com. Shout out to the fuck you. I'm so happy I'm not you. Young Apostle, got rap niggas hostile. Cause my buzz colossal, larger than Usher nostrils. You niggas fossils, fuck beefing with your old ass. Sending tweets, I'm in the streets, nigga stroll past. The faux blast, the toe tag, no bluffing. Scrammer, you be missing your fam, Jennifer Hudson. In a discussion, no Jerry Sandusky. But I touch him, take his cash in his rush card. And let my niggas rush him for his rappers. Feel like fuck them all, no cash stacks. All them niggas ducks, like the mascot for Affleck. Think it cause my ass fat, I ain't gonna blast back. Break a few bones, send him home in the cash wrap. Pussy take a cat nap, I had it with you felines. Spitting G-lines, but I tweeted Celine Dion, Gion. I'm the realest in it, real authentic, I swear that. Heavyweight, and you niggas lighter than some Air Max. Been around the world twice.
All right. Let's go with you first, Joanne.
I like the hardness of it. You know, still feminine. I'm going to give her a raw. I like that.
All right, Teddy.
Congruence, sir. Congruence. I'll also give her a raw.
All right, Rim.
Raw.
All right, Kai.
Definitely raw. She's sexy. And she got the nice voice, you know, and it's not like the, you know, projected, you know, hard voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just kind of still got her femininity, but, you know, her lyrics is tight. She got a verse in there in reference to George Zimmerman and that situation. That's pretty tight, you know what I mean? So I'm all about that. I give that a raw.
I'm going to go to raw, too. I think it, like, I'm going to piggyback off what Kai said. She mixed raw rhyme with sexiness, which is actually what most female MCs should be on, is mix that femininity with that rawness, and it was just something, you know, and it don't sound forced. Yeah, Rim, right,
yeah,
don't sound forced.
Right, right.
And also, she does look pretty bad, though, too. That helps her out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, but look, on this next one, though, I see what we got here. I think
you
we
want to introduce it?
Yeah, I want to introduce it, but I think what we need to do is two raw or nulls. And what I'm saying is, like, after one verse go off, pause it. What do y'all think?
Okay.
Then go back to the next verse, and then,
okay,
you know.
I can get that. Okay.
So what we
And I'm interested to hear what Rim say about this, though, too.
Me too.
This is going to be a good one. Go ahead.
So right now, this is actually, it's a new cut. It's a remix from a Soulja Boy Drake song.
Oh, this is a Soulja Boy Drake song beat?
Yeah. So... it's a remix with actually Jay Electronica featuring Jay-Z. It's called We Made It. We're going to play it. What we're going to do is we're going to pause it right after Jay Electronica verse, and then we're going to play the whole song. It's 3 minutes. We're going to play the whole thing. So we're going to pause after Jay Electronica verse. We're going to take a vote, and then we're going to unpause and go right into Jay-Z verse. So we start it off.
The only thing I'm seeing I'd like to put an amend on, perhaps a little more room here for the fixins. You know what I'm talking about?
Ooh, we're going to have a lot of fixins?
We're going to have so many fucking fixins up in this motherfucker. This shit's going to go through the roof, man.
Ooh.
Ah, damn, I'm shitting gold these days.
We made it. We made it. The haters, the bloggers, the papers, the labels, they label me. But they can't relate to our struggle, my nigga. We came up from slavery. Apologies go out to all of my fans, cause they waited so patiently.
This one is for all of the lost and forgotten black angels that pray for me. A million niggas love me cause I'm ill. The greatest story ever told, niggas in the field. From Solomon to Sambo to Django, it's fact. I'm the Farrakhan of rap and I get it from the wheel. The son of WD, who hung around in the deep, who ran around in the street. The trap gods raised me, face all on the sphinx. Story all on the wall of the pyramids. Niggas know the black god saved me. You can blow the nose off, that won't change it. Obamacare won't heal all that anguish. We came a long way from the bottom of the boat. All praise to the MACD, we found our language. Gold necklace, middle finger erected. God tried to Shabazz, styling on the record. Lost sons of Muhammad, we wildin' in the wreckage. The Shadu, Allah, and Lahat is the message. All these niggas, I got to fight one. All these devils, I got to strike some. All these rebels just waiting on the war cry. Mama says, son, you got to strike drum. Rock Nation, celebration, motivation, elevation. Nigga, we made it from slaves on the slave ship, live from the cotton field, straight to the spaceship.
Go ahead, pause.
Why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down? Seems like
All right. Okay. Let's go with Kai first.
Yeah, we'll say go with Kai.
Kai, go ahead, go first.
Come on, nah. That shit was so fucking raw. Come on, J Electronica? Raw.
Okay.
I'm giving it a raw. And Javon, is your podcast gonna come out before J Electronica get an album out?
Yeah, I said it will. Yeah, mine coming out definitely before J Electronica album.
Okay,
absolutely.
I just wanted to make sure. I was just checking in with you, brother.
All right, Javon, what you think?
Hey man, you know, Jay Leck, I be fucking with him on Twitter and stuff, man, saying little throwing little jabs and stuff.
You throw jabs at Jay Electronica?
Just about the album not coming out and shit like that. Yeah.
What if he hit you back and was like, what's up with your podcast though?
Right, right. And then
I'd be geeked though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, now you know Jay Leck, that's one of my favorite MCs, period. he spazzed out on her, man. Like Jay Electronica. We talk about just wordplay, message, everything.
Yes.
I think I want his album to come out tomorrow. Like I'm a fan.
I want his album to come out, and I still will accept Exhibit A, B, and C being on the album.
Right. Absolutely,
and yeah. not even talk about it like that. Is that old songs on there?
And 1 million in the morning, all of them. Like, yeah, I'll take all of them.
That,
on
he
her.
Can do that.
Yeah, put all of them on there. I don't mind.
Still a copy.
Teddy.
Oh man. It's congruence again, bro. I mean, the shit was raw. I like the fact that he threw a lot of commitment philosophy in there. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to see him back, man. I think, like I said, I saw this on, what was it, last Sunday when somebody dropped it. And I was like, I didn't even believe it when somebody put it up here. I was like, no, this is bullshit, man. Come on.
It's fan made.
Right, right. Exactly. Niggas up here making fucking, just wanted to check out so he can get a million views on YouTube and shit. And it was real. Yeah. And I was just happy. So, yeah, I give it a raw.
Real?
I go to Raw. I think he like one of the only MCs probably ever that he every verse be just super raw.
You think like, that's his curse though too?
I'm saying consistent like
every time.
I have never heard a whack verse from T.I. I've never heard a whack verse from J Electronica ever. Ever.
Always.
If you can find a whack J Electronica verse on anything. I've heard a lot of J Electronica in the last, like I say, 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say, send it over to us. If you find a whack J Electronica verse on some, you know, but you probably won't be able to do it. So It is what it is. So what we gonna do now? That was the first half of the song got a raw. Now we going to the second half of the song. This is the second half where they say that he was dissing Drake. I don't know for sure, but let's check it out.
Oh, he's dissing Drake.
The fucker should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
Top of the slave ship. Popped up my chain and took it to Jacob. I gotta go play it. Walked in that bitch like, nigga, we made it. I own my own masters. No, I ain't missing no royalty statements. I can't be rated. Damn, ho, stunned on them haters. Sorry, Mrs. Drizzy, for so much y'all talk. Silly me rapping about shit that I really bought. Why these rappers rap about guns they ain't shot? And a bunch of other silly shit that they ain't got. I'm on my loop, beat up, young go. Stunning on stage after 12 years of slaves. This Ace of Spades look like an Oscar. Black tux look like a mobster. Don't make me riot, yeah. Nigga, watch your tone. I come to court with black boxes on. Y'all hella jealous of my melatonin. I can black out at any given moment. I'm God. Jesus, 7-letter made. So with my arms feet shackled, I still get paid. All praise is due. I'm ready to chase a Yaku back in the cage. These are the last days. What do I sing? Phase showed up to the last supper in some brand new J's. I'm the true living book of hope. New religion ain't from the other world. Alien superstition. You blind, baby. Blind to the fact of who you are, maybe. My bloodline's crazy. Kings and queens and Michael Jordan rings. I go stupid, though. Susio. The flow's filthy. Y'all can't kill me. I've been inoculated from the snakes in the face and your corny handshakes. Cocksucker, we made it.
Yep.
All right, Rim, let's go to you first.
I give it a raw. I think you can tell he was on a, he knew he was gonna be on the same track, so he like locked himself in the bedroom. It's like, so, I gotta really write on this one.
Couldn't do in them lazy verses. Yeah,
if you did the same track by itself, it'd probably been okay. But you can tell he like put some.
Or if he did it with like Rick Ross or somebody.
Yeah, you just tell he really, really locked himself in.
All right, Kai, what you think?
I'm gonna go with an or. I'm a Jay-Z fan, big Jay-Z fan. But I just think, in comparison, you know what I'm saying? If Jay had two verses to do this on, then it would probably be raw for me if it was all Jay. But having Jay Electronica come out of the gate, you know, I just once, and I've listened to this song about like 40 times, you know what I'm saying? And every single time I get to Jay verse, I go back to Jay Electronica's verse, you know what I'm saying? Like every single time. Like I let it play through a couple times, but I'm going to give it an or on Jay verse.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with a or myself as well. I just it was raw. I mean it was not raw, but it was a cool verse. I think sometimes Jay we give Jay too much of a pass, I think, sometimes for his rhyming, though. Now, let me explain.
Okay,
Let me explain. The reason I say that is that he has one of the most dynamic voices and deliveries and all that good stuff, all those intangibles.
Okay.
But we let him, we assume just because Jay's on a track, most people in general, not you because you a hip-hop head, but in general that it's going to be raw.
Okay.
People assume that they see featuring Jay-Z and they will just say it's raw even though it's not raw. You know what I'm saying?
I agree and disagree.
So I think and Jay-Z was out recruit though. Like I think Jay needs to sit back. You know, but no, you know what? He doesn't need to sit back though. Somebody needs to try to take his spot.
Okay, so that was you good?
Yeah, I'm good. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, I'm going with absolutely raw. Raw. And I'm putting his verse on the same level as Jay Electronica's.
I think Jay Electronica's is better.
If I had to pick a verse, I might give Jay Electronica's the edge. Maybe. That's maybe. Jay-Z definitely stepped it up on her. This ain't like one of these like laid-back Rick Ross tracks. That's why you got to. Jay is right now the most consistent rapper, mainstream, of all time. Dude is 44, 45 years old, going heavy on tracks like this. The rhyming on here, his rhyme was on point.
I would venture to say Snoop is more mainstream and relatable than Jay-Z.
Nah, absolutely not. But I'm just saying that his rhyming on here, man, Jay-Z, he the type of dude, man, he can rhyme about anything and make it sound great. And I see what you said. I know what you're saying, Daryl, about you do have some people who will be like, oh, that Jay-Z song was cold. Like, even on Magna Carta was, I think it was a decent album. It wasn't his best, but he had some songs on there that was good, some songs that was cool. But he ain't had, like, no straight whack songs, but his rhyming on there could have been stepped up. I think what Jay-Z does, depending on who he rhyming with,
You think he plays to that level?
I think, yeah, he kind of.
But the verse he did on Drake's Pound Cake was pretty dope, though.
Absolutely,
too.
That mug was dope. I like that. Like, I wish Jay would actually step down and start doing more songs with people who are more so underground. That way he have to, you know, because, you know, when you rapping with somebody that's coming from underground, even Jay Leg, he's not mainstream.
You're going
to
step your lines.
You're going to have to, dude. You're going to have to. So,
But see, this is, okay, Javon, not to interrupt you.
No, you good. Go ahead. You good.
So just looking at, listening to the lyrics, you know, for both verses, it's like Jay Electronica was speaking to the people. Like, you know, we were slaves. You know, we can rise up, you know, we, you know, this, we that, we this. Jay-Z versus typical Jay-Z. You know, I'm a god, I'm this, I'm that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you need to aspire to get to my level. I feel like Jay Electronica is speaking to, like, us, the regular people, hip-hop fans. And Jay just gave us that, you know, kiss my motherfucking pinky ring. You know what I'm saying? And I kiss it. I pay big money to go see Jay-Z wherever I want to see him at. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at him for that. But just in comparison, yo, like, Jay Electronica's verse just spoke to me more.
Well, I'm saying, I guess, like, with me, when I heard Jay-Z, I don't really expect Jay-Z to be on no black empowerment type. Like, I expect Jay-Z to do Jay-Z. Just like I wouldn't expect Jay Electronica to come and talk about, you know, I'm a God MC, you know, kiss my ring. That like, I wouldn't expect that.
I can see Jay Electronica saying I'm a God MC.
I'm saying, but could you expect them to be like basically, well, what Kai said, Jay-Z, how he was. Jay-Z has always been an arrogant type of around. I ain't going to say arrogant, but man,
his whole verse was like really directed towards Drake.
Yeah, he was talking about Drake.
Drake, and people like Drake, I think. Right. You know, so, yeah.
But Drake needs to come at him, though, too.
But how? What are you going to sing a...
He's got to.
What are you going to do? He's going to do spoken words, Daryl.
I think he can, though.
Lyrically,
I think he can.
I'm with y'all.
He gonna do it in a smart way.
But
like,
it's my thing is though that these young rappers can't keep letting this old ass nigga keep coming at them.
What they gonna do, Daryl?
But that's what I'm saying. No, rhyme against him instead. Everybody's scared to come at him.
That's what it is.
Quit being scared though. If you talking about you one of the best in the game, don't let no dude just come at you like that.
The only person that wouldn't let nobody come at them like that in the rap game right now,
Kendrick Lamar.
That's the only person.
You think Jay-Z would diss Kendrick Lamar?
Hell no. Like Lil Wayne said, right now, like dissing Kendrick Lamar, Lil Wayne was like, man, look, Lil Wayne gave him props. He said,
really?
Man,
Lil Wayne said,
that boy, he basically saying he on something else. Basically, like Kendrick Lamar is doing his thing. I wouldn't dare diss him because he was like, it's like when you have younger guys come in the game and they're hungry. He's like, me, I've been her type. So I don't want to just quote him because I remember exact quotes. But you can go listen to the interview, man. He was giving him props, though, basically saying he wouldn't spar off lyrically with Kendrick Lamar. And Jay-Z, I think Jay-Z could. He's that talented, he could. But I think right now Kendrick Lamar is
too hungry. But I
don't
think he would want it, though, with Kendrick, though.
Kendrick, he'd come with some ill shit.
And not even just that, though. It's just the fact that Jay ain't trying to run around and trying to be no MC like that.
What he trying to do, Jay is an MC. Like, and this is what I say. I think this dude writes, he has to write something, though. I don't care what nobody say.
He's lying. He got to be lying about it. All this stuff is in his head.
But then what I'm saying, then people that go to the studio with him be like, yeah, I ain't going to lie. I done seen a dude go in the studio. He'd go in there and do some... more than three rappers have said this. They done went in the studio with Jay-Z, and he'd go in there, listen to the beat. I'm like, come on, man. He got to write something. Because I want to say, I saw something online before on YouTube, like a little documentary, where he was writing some shit. I'm like, Jay-Z, you got a notebook somewhere. But, like, you know, that dude, he's so ill, though, man, with it. His mind don't think like a regular, doesn't think
it's
like a regular
messed up
human.
Because people start, everybody wanting to be a rhymer like Jay, like, but Jay don't write his rhymes down. I don't write mine down. And then you get his lyrics like they come out with.
Like Young, what's his name, Young Thug?
Yeah.
They asked him, I saw his interview today. Dude said, so like when you writing your rhymes, he said, I don't write nothing. I just go in there. He said, I like to move too fast. He said, Lil Wayne like me. Because he said he's with Cash Money now. So
he
was
signing Cash Money?
Yeah, he said, I'm with Cash Money. He said, Wayne like me. Wayne go in there. He don't write either. He said, I don't write either, man. We just... And I was like, Young Thug, I can tell you don't. Like, yeah, I can tell. Like, you don't really have to tell us you don't write. Yeah, I can freestyle better than you can write. So, but Jay-Z, definitely God MC status, though.
All right. Next up in Raw and All is Piccolo. You got to go to the SoundCloud. No, go to the SoundCloud. That's not that. No, go to your regular email. Scroll up. Yep. It's Piccolo, the SoundCloud one. Yeah. So next up we have Piccolo. This is user submitted from one of our listeners. He's out of LA. She said she wanted to see, you know, how what we thought about on Raw. No, he's trying to get more exposure for himself. So here it is. Three green men's number song.
Take none ass from cum rags. I'd rather have none ass, but none ass. I'll probably eat slow fast and then a gun blast. Explosion for all you hoes to ridicule. But this part of the flesh is oh so minuscule. 666 only produces shit and piss. While spirit kicks spits over samples from snares and kicks. Beware of fish. I'm trying to capture before the rapture hits. I'm having fits. They tie a G up like.
Okay, that was good. I'm gonna start out first. No, I didn't like the Casio keyboard in the background.
Yeah.
That was being used to make the beats.
Yeah.
And the rhymes was very, very, very dull and bland. It sounded like almost like a busy bone, but it, like rapping through a can.
Down to down.
Mixed
down,
with Brother Lynch Hung.
Down, oh, with Brother Lynch Hung. Yeah. Down, I'll be you there.
Down, down.
All right, Javon, what you got?
Okay, I'm going to have to get out of hell now. Yeah, I'm going to have to get out of quick hell now.
Well, why you get a hell no?
Just because, man, it kind of sounded like somebody. It sounded like something you have playing, like, when you're doing the seance or something, you know. If I'm making one of them dials that you put pins in the back of somebody's knees, start hurting. Yeah. Exactly. So I didn't like it for real, man. I can't say I would actually ride to that.
All right, Teddy.
Nope.
Any reason why?
I mean, I think you put it best. I think, you know, I think he threw, you know, he tried to throw in Bible verses and scriptures and all the rest of it.
All I heard was 666.
Well, he said something about the rapture and all the rest of the stuff. I mean, it reminded
me
of...
Maybe he's a Christian rapper and we need to quit before he...
Nah. Because Christian rappers don't bring in 666 and they're not going to reference Satan. They, like I said, it kind of reminds me of, like you said, Bone, early stages, except it's not as sing-songy or catchy. It's just straight-laced. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let that one fly.
Okay.
All right, Rim.
No, I'm good on that one.
You don't like it either?
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
All right, Kai.
That would be a resounding no.
Oh, okay. That's five no's. We got five.
Yeah. No bueno.
She said no.
No.
Are
no
you
bueno.
Sure?
No bueno.
Are you
no,
sure? No.
I'm pretty sure. Like, he was trying to, I mean, the music was whack, but he was also trying to do kind of like that rapping before the beat, after the beat, that, you know, kind of like what Talib does. You have to be skilled with your lyrics to be able to rap in between the beats, like on the 1 and 3 when the beat is hitting on the 2 and 4. You know what I'm saying? And he just didn't do that so well.
Yeah, Piccolo, man. I'm sorry, my man. You know, nobody was feeling that. We definitely have to go back to drawing board. But next up, we got Jamila. Oh, it's not. Oh, pull it up.
Peter Jackson.
We can go to him first.
Might as well.
Yeah, Peter Jackson. He has a song featuring Waka Flocka Flame called Havana. I know Rim will love this.
No.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
Like the guy who made
that's
Lord
what I'm
of
thinking,
Rings.
Like Lord of the Rings. Yeah. First, I was thinking Percy Jackson for Percy Jackson.
You could be anywhere, baby, you with me though. Shorty, I'm a boss, look that word to Hugo. Racing Ferraris and Murcielago. The devil wear Prada, so I call her Diablo. No club, just a condo on the beach with her. Few bottles on ice on the sand with her. Told her take her heels off, we on the Bayside. She just wanna drink champagne.
All right, instead of daytime. We got it.
Y'all wanna hear Waka Flocka?
Yeah. I won't give me Waka Flocka.
I think
yeah.
It broke.
I think he did you, Rim. I think Rim, now Rim system messed up.
Nah, right now. You gotta give Waka a chance, man.
Nowhere else I wanna be. You have to find a way.
Out of that Flocka girl. Celine Birkin bags, my designer girl. All the shoes got bloodstains on them. Put in work, now your man feelings hurt. Never seen a woman as beautiful as you to walk this earth. Type of girl make you put a ring on a finger, give a child birth. Vacation private flights, that small to a giant. Baby, you get what you worth. Some say love hurt, well, I'm ready for pain. Change your last name, girl, make you my main. Take you out there, Honda.
All right. Actually, that was pretty serviceable around.
From Waka Flocka.
Damn near stellar. Teddy?
Nope.
Javon?
No.
No.
Rim? Okay. No.
Kai?
No. And this is like, you know, my Latino folks, but you know. No bueno.
Jamila is our last one in Rana. Jamila. Her new song is called Forever. And it's not spelled forever, it's forever.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
I'm feeling like doing something crazy. Oh no, I guess I'm
gonna make that thought of
different tonight.
She got that Grand Theft Auto weave too.
But in a good way though.
She got a CGI weave.
I don't really wanna play no games. Don't really wanna say no names. I got me feeling different.
Kelly Rowland.
Sound like maybe Kelly Rowland
or what's the other chick, Pretty Girl Bounce chick?
Carrie Hilson.
Like they all sound the same.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm Teddy, you can go at you first.
I'll give her a or not. there was nothing. Just it was a lot of a lot of attempts.
I'd like to see more cleavage for some reason.
Really?
I don't know where that came from.
Why?
I don't know either.
Because I really didn't pay attention to the song.
Yeah. So
I'm going with a no, but it could've, she could have got a high no for me.
So over no, we're going over. We're going
the, this is a straight no, not, so, not a
okay,
no.
Okay, so no or no.
This is just a no plus. It would have been a no plus if she showed some cleavage.
We only admitted in.
So you're saying, Ram, let's go a little further, man. So maybe it's going to be a little.
Oh.
Oh. See? Oh.
Turn it up. Watch my back and shake my booty up. Real talk,
what?
Okay.
Shaking it back.
Yeah, that long back.
You got a long back. Oh, yeah. Where's the beef? Where's the booty?
Lower back.
Shaking his spine.
That lower back.
That girl popping his spine. Do that chiropractor. Do that. All right, look. I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to get this a low or. It was close to an all. That's pretty much it, man. I'm going to give it a low or.
All right, Kai.
That would be a no. Nah.
Dang, no, but dude, no. We started out with some good ones, and then it went kind of downhill.
It went down. It was like.
Say that electronica joint for the end.
No, I don't think we should. I think we played it right in the right spot.
Right,
yeah.
Or right before the downhill, really. Everything else went downhill after that.
That was the peak.
That was the peak of the show. But we very get ready to go to break. Come on, we get ready to get out of here. Stroud, low cash.
Yep.
Jamal, this is your dad calling. Thomas called me last night, man. We talked about 2 hours. D is really messing up. I just talked to Thomas. Thomas said he had to break into the house because D had the key, and D went out partying last night. So I called D up, and D's still over there partying. Or he said he's trying to get a ride back to the house. So I said, we got to have an intervention. So Thomas said he got a three-way. I don't know how that three-way works, but I guess he got to call you, then I call him, or he called me and set D down. He's out of order. So I'm telling you now.
My little brother, 19, he in the streets crazy, thinking he grown and can't nothing faze him.
He been lying to me. And I told him that one thing you don't have to do, you don't have to lie to me. But anyway.
I try to reel him in, but they keep baiting him. Same dad, different mamas, but the same genes. I thank God my mother raised me. I try to tell him every cliche the media feeds us about black men, diseases deceased or illegal. From halfway across the country, it's not easy to reach him. I apologize if I freeze when I'm speaking. That don't mean I'm stupid, it means that I'm thinking. And my reasons for thinking get as deep as the sea is. Heavy burdens quake the earth when my feet hit the cement. And recently, I lost 3 aunties. 2 of them not blood, but still I bleed. They helped raise me. I mean, I really had a village in the 80s. I know you feeling all alone, mama, down there at Stone Mountain, but I'm just a phone call away. I think about you every day. You moved back home when I was 19, but you set me straight. I cry cause I see my mama cry when her sister died. It felt like a Mack truck just hit my side. In an age when everything is digitized, I probably needed to go through it to feel alive. I done see my homie in the casket, 12 or 13, not really knowing what just happened. Seemed like a couple days before we was just laughing. The crazy part was that my other homie did the blast. Girls crying like some Tony winning actresses. But those was real tears though, happiness on zero, imagining this fear. Before that, my biggest concern was imaginary heroes. I remember it like it was years ago or yesterday. Same thing, ain't changed. Same pain that I never really spoke about since the 8th grade. Crazy. Rapping about pain really ain't my thing. But I thank God I'm here today to write it on a blank page. I know y'all love to hear about pain, just to let you know we going through the same thing.
Auntie Janetta, Auntie Brenda, Donovan Hyder, Paul Tucker. Yeah, they still with us, they right here with us. They still with us, they right here with us.
Welcome back, Stroud, Low Cash, Javon. You got to get out of here.
Yeah,
You don't need to introduce yourself yet. But.
I know. This is perfect time, man. After, you know, we had a lot going on today. But, yeah, I got to get up out of here, man. But, look, join us next week. And you follow me on Twitter at Javon Bibbs, J-O-V, as in Victor, A-N, last name Bibbs, B-I-B-B-S. Follow me on Twitter, man. We got some dope stuff coming up.
Before you get out of here, man discovers, this is one I wanted to see with your, man discovers after 19 years that his wife is a man.
Shit, you might as well go ahead and keep going, man.
Rip said he would be killer.
Dude, 19 years?
And he found out that was a man. That was a man.
But the question
Rim,
is,
Rim, I got something to tell you.
Hey, pull it up real, though. Pull it up, though, real. So that's her right there, or him.
Man, I'm saying you ain't seen no baby pictures or nothing, dude. Like
he brought her over from a different country.
Yeah, he's in a different country. He's in Belgium. Yeah.
I think I'm pregnant. She been saying that for 18 years. You ain't pregnant yet.
Oh, she's 48, so she probably got over and saying that she was couldn't have kids or something.
Oh, no. It worked out. No. It worked out because he already. This is second wife.
Yeah,
he was already married before. He already had two kids. So he was like, I don't want any more kids. She was like, oh, perfect, cool. Yeah. But they say she used to fake her menstrual cycle using sanitary net towels to conceal the truth.
So how is this possible that this could happen, though?
Wait a minute. So she had got a dick still?
No.
She had okay.
Take her dick off. But, I mean, think about it. If you were a woman that don't ever bleed. I mean,
she was pouring ketchup.
And Rim just completely made that up, by the way.
I was going to be like, damn, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. So, Kai, is it possible that these sanitary towels that she was using or something?
It just seems like that she was just faking it out. Now, when you go through gender reassignment, you know, you take a lot of hormones to change things up. So, things can happen. I can't speak, you know, biologically speaking or, you know, from a medical perspective exactly what would precipitate that happening. But I do know, you know, that when you do the gender reassignment, you take those hormones, which is reasons why men can grow like for real breasts, like, you know, real, like natural breasts. So no, that has to be surgically reconstructed. You know what I'm saying?
Or it could just be a butthole.
You know, whatever suits you. You know what I'm saying?
Inside out penis.
That's like, what it is.
Well, yeah, that's what it is, though.
Yeah. I just had the willies.
I mean,
that's what they do though when they reassign a man to a woman,
right? Well, I mean, I know somebody that acts with the other way.
It's like a tube sock,
right? They had to take some meat off of their body to make a dick, right?
No, because see, that's the thing, that procedure is way more
harder. Is it harder?
It's not.
Pause.
Thank you, Ram. Thank.
Is it so? Timing. Is it harder to become? Go from a woman to a man?
Yeah, because it's not as, I don't know, the compatibility. It's not as safe. It's not as tested. Like, you know, I'm not really sure that from what I'm told, it's not as safe. You know, there's
so
nothing.
Who do you know that has turned to a man?
That matter.
Is it somebody I know?
Nah, you know, you don't know.
Know him or her or whatever.
Or you don't know him or her.
Was it the one that's your dad thing?
He's just gonna throw it at
him. Like Pat?
No.
See, Darren, then we talked about this last time.
See?
No. But it was his dad's birthday party. It was his guy like Pat.
No.
No. But I'm just saying. But he or she did look like Pat though from Saturday Night Live.
No.
But you know what I'm talking about though, right?
Yeah. No,
but don't you? But so why you
my
looking
dad's
like,
birthday party?
Yeah, the one we went to the dinner theater.
That was my sister's birthday party.
That wasn't your dad?
See, that's how I know you fucking up. No, that's one of my dads.
But, okay, Pat was there. You know Pat. Yeah.
Look, no, no.
What like I'm Saturday Night Live Pat. No, you know who it was.
No, there was no Saturday Night Live Pat.
Yeah, it was.
Or was it?
I hope you all couldn't know.
Oh, I know who
out.
You're talking See? About. Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah, ooh, she, that, no. Who you're thinking about, that's her domestic partner. Like, she's a woman who just acts like a man. Like,
but
she's
a butch. But I saw that same girl with a dude, though, recently, though, and she's like, this is my
No,
dude.
You haven't.
Yes, I did. At no, a wedding. I just saw him at wedding.
That person lives in California.
The Pat?
Pat.
But Pat came with somebody else we knew, though.
Right. And she also lives in California. And she's in California now.
Hold on, man.
You're thinking of somebody.
I'm thinking of Pat.
We can talk about that. There's two Pats there.
No, not the name Pat. They look like Pat from Saturday Night Live.
No, nobody. None of them was there. No. No.
Man.
All I'm saying is I know that from what I was told, it's a lot harder because it's not as safe, it's not as tested, you know. But the hormones do change. Like you wouldn't be able to tell. Like that's what I was trying to figure out with this.
Would you divorce article. Her? Would you divorce her, Teddy?
Would I divorce her? I mean, I don't know. That's one of them situations. I mean, like you said, it's been 2 decades, and like
divorce.
That's a weird situation, man. That's like, because you know everybody,
murder.
All the, you know, all of us start off as women in that.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Woman,
so I
yeah.
feel like maybe that's why it's easier.
Probably is then, maybe. Because we got more of the organs, I guess. Not organs, but we developed from that.
Right. Right, exactly. That's the starting point. So that's really.
Okay, Kyle, what if you had found out your man that you've been married to for 20 years, but he was a woman?
So. That's not even funny. It's horrible that, you know, folks gotta even go through this type of stuff. For me, it would not be necessarily so much the sex of the person, but that they lied all this time. Like, I wouldn't be able to get over the deceit because I would feel like you didn't give me the opportunity to speak my own truth in my own marriage. And that's some fucked up shit. And I wouldn't be able to forgive that because you don't have a right to, you know, engage me into a false relief, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying that I would have jetted or I would have stayed because I, you know, we can't speak about what we could have, would have, unless we are, you know, right in there. You know what I'm saying? 18 years is a long time to be with somebody. You know what I'm saying? I was with my ex for a long time and I'm still dealing with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna say, you know, I'd be just like, hell no, I'm going to be out. You know, and I think it's also different for a female versus a male. You know what I'm saying? So we got to definitely point that out. But the deceit would be the thing that would make me like totally move from trusting you to not trusting you at all. And, you know, without no trust, there ain't no relationship. So we might as well go and get away from each other.
So, okay. So I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I guess I'm looking at it like this. And it's in no form or fashion is it directly relatable. But I remember I was dating a girl.
And you found out she was a dude?
No. See what I'm saying? See how rumors get started? No.
She had a penis?
No, she definitely did. Because that would be the same.
She had a lot of facial hair.
No. She wasn't hermaphrodite. No, she wasn't Jamie Lee Curtis. No. No.
Jamie Lee Curtis is hermaphrodite?
Supposedly.
Supposedly, right.
Is it total? Do you know about this too, Kai?
Yeah. Damn.
How the fuck did I never hear about Jamie Lee Curtis?
I heard about this in college.
I ain't know about it either.
It's supposed.
Find out Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep. Yeah. That's what they said. That was the rumor. That she ain't never rumor. Like confirmed it or whatever, but that's what I had heard.
So basically, I was dating this chick, and I, you know, back then, you know, you have sticklers on what you like, for instance. You don't like girls with
fucked up feet.
With apparently any fucked up features.
No, come on, man.
I'm just saying. Fucked up feet and or teeth hands.
Yeah.
I don't like women with penises.
Which would make them a guy.
so therefore
it wouldn't count. But my thing, especially back then, was smoking.
Okay.
Right, so exactly. So you know, so basically we got into a relationship. I found out that she smoked and she came clean. But she told me, the reason why she didn't tell me, because she didn't want to be judged off that. Now, granted, this is completely different. But I'm asking you, Kai. So let's say this person ended up being an amazing partner. You know what I mean? Like, everything else was truthful. They did everything they were supposed to. They met you on every level you needed to be met. Would the reaction still be the same, even though... Because, and I understand, like, it's kind of difficult because you're judging based on lying about being a completely different sex. But then again, would you have even looked at... If somebody was like, oh, yeah, by the way, Kai, I used to be a woman. Can we still date? You'd be like, oh, yeah.
So you talk about like me right now, because Kai is 100% heterosexual. So you telling me that you used to be a woman and now you a man, that automatically is just going to disqualify you. No shade. But even, and I understand what you're saying. You're saying that it's a great relationship. All of my needs is getting met and all the rest of that. But to me, they live in a lie. So are you meeting all my needs because you pretending to be something else?
But see, that's what I'm saying. Are they living a lie if they always felt this way?
But you living a lie to me because you didn't tell me the truth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But
I'm not saying that you living a lie to yourself. If your truth is that you was a man and you felt like your entire life that you was a woman or vice versa, then that's your truth. And you have to honor me as a person to understand what your truth is. And if I don't understand that, then I'm not supposed to be with you. You don't have a right to do me that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's selfish to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you fooled me into something for your own selfish needs. And I understand that when you feel like you're in the wrong body, that is a psychological challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure that out, and, you know, we are a little bit less rigid and less, you know, prejudiced against, you know, transgender people and people who are homosexual now than we were years and years ago.
Right.
But even still, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to feel comfortable enough with you to feel like that anything that we've done for those past 18 years has been real, and that you wasn't just placating to everything that you thought I wanted in an attempt to hide your lie. And that's going to be hard for me to deal with. Like, it's going to be difficult. You know what I mean? We could be friends, you know what I'm saying, or whatever afterwards, but it's going to be really hard for me to, like, you tell me this and, you know, 2 weeks later, I'm going to be like, all right, we back to normal or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm flawed as well. But you know what I'm saying? For someone who is, I extend a significant amount of trust in the beginning of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give you everything. I'm not no Harper. I ain't no, you know, stalker. I ain't no nothing. You do you, and I got to trust and believe that you're doing whatever you're doing. But for 18 years, you've taken advantage of my trust, then Kai gonna clam up, because I'm going to have to feel like I got to protect myself and defend myself.
Are you going to kill him?
No, like no. I'm a Buddhist. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about, you know, tree-hugging animals awesome. And folks and all the rest of that.
So you're a vegetarian too?
I'm a pescatarian. I have to have some flesh because I need some protein because I have a little iron issue. That's what,
Teddy, you're a pescatarian, right?
Well, it used to be.
What happened?
Wanted to try something else.
The hoes?
No, it had nothing to do with those. No, that boy.
I just watched Malcolm X the other day, though, so that's what I was thinking about. It just flashed me, like, Shorty, like, I can't stop eating pig feet and white women, so I can't.
No. Just trying, playing with levels, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went back to eating meat just to try some other stuff, because, I mean, you do. God damn it. Fuck,
Hey, Rim is the motherfucker Paul Sheriff.
He be waiting for this motherfucker.
Rim is the Paul Sheriff. Like, for real, that motherfucker, you don't even be around Rim. He be like, Paul's on that.
You do a text in church, Paul.
Paul's like, goddamn, I was just thinking some shit.
How do you know?
Rim be DJing and be like, Paul.
Hey, did that brother that just walked in with them lime green pants that only cover up your nutsack? Pause.
No, he just pause the music sometimes, though, and just be like. Don't even say nothing, though, and just start playing back the music, though. You just know a pause happened.
Oh, that was for me. Okay.
That was mine. I fucked up. But one more topic I didn't put on the docket, but last one before we get out of here. Aaron McGruder with this Boondock situation, man.
Bullshit.
I mean, it's a little bit of Lando Cal, but
I'm calling
fuck
shenanigans.
It,
now,
we ain't
right
coming
now.
Out. We going to have one probably by the time it. So we might as well talk about it here.
Calling shenanigans.
You don't think this is true?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it is true. I think it's bullshit that it's flying.
But my thing is, though, why did he... My question is, why did it take him so long? Because they was saying that Or I'm wondering how much he was involved in this. Maybe he was only involved with it for a certain amount of time.
So
because they've been pushing this for the last year or so, and he ain't said shit. Year or two, well, and he ain't said shit.
So I read, I don't know if it may have been a comment on the actual article or post that I read, but they were saying that probably after the second season, he had already, like, they said that either he lost writers or something, but, like, you could tell that the talent of writing changed as it progressed.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And they were saying that it was more so him writing the second or third season on. You know what I'm saying? And that's when it kind of started digressing as far as,
and
like,
you got the Tyler Perry episode that people got pissed off at.
Well, yeah, yeah. So I don't know. But they were saying that he probably sold the rights a while back to them, you know, to pay the cash out, not thinking it's going to come back, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Like, they never going to come back with this shit. I'm going to take my check for
Well, exactly. But then it gets pitched, but he owns the Boondocks Facebook page.
Yeah.
And when they put it out there,
he sold it, right?
Yeah, somebody said that he jacked it. Somebody jacked the
Boondocks page.
The Boondocks page and put it up there. Like, he had nothing to do with it. And then that's when everything started. The fallout happened. Everybody.
This could have been going on for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I think because wasn't season four supposed to, I mean, with this.
Right.
Was it last year?
Right. The show has been on a super hiatus for a minute.
Yeah. 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And Aaron Magruder, I mean, I appreciate the quirky talent of him, but he's a little weird to me. Like, I can't read him when I see him places or, you know, see his picture or whatever. So I just feel like that there's a backstory to it, conspiracy theorists. I mean, anyway.
Well, because he's about to drop another one called Black Jesus.
Yeah. Black Jesus, right.
Yeah, so that's what they say.
That one's supposed to be hilarious, though, I heard.
So, talking about, is this, where did I see Black Jesus before?
No, it's a concept that came up.
Somebody else did Black Jesus before. I swear.
Yeah, it's a short or something like that they developed to make this a full-length TV show. I forgot the whole story.
But this was like 6 years ago.
You saw Black Jesus?
A Black Jesus, like on YouTube.
Because this Black Jesus is basically what he comes back in from life, like in a prison time or something like that.
Was it? I'm trying to remember who it was. It may have been from the Aaron Magruder, like, dude, that's going to bother
me. You
know
what? It may have been one of them little shorts that Aaron Magruder has.
It wasn't a short. It was like a skit.
That's what I'm talking about, on that Aaron Magruder station. Remember, Aaron Magruder had that little station
what I saw it on.
It's the same dude.
But Black Jesus was cut. He was like, nigga, you over here talking about...
That's the same dude. That's the same dude that's playing Black Jesus on the show. The one from those little videos.
So it's related then?
Yeah. I'm remembering now. It was on that little YouTube channel that Aaron Magruder had, though, where they were doing skits on that.
Right, right. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, and remember he was going up in the liquor store and stuff like that. Yep. That's the same dude that's playing Black Jesus. And like John Witherspoon's supposed to be Joseph, his dad, or something like that. Then they got Charlie Murphy on there.
So this is they're not shooting for Christian Lee, viewership
this
now.
This is gonna be horrible.
So Rim, you're not gonna watch that. No. Okay.
You're not gonna watch that, Rim? Black Jesus. How long you been a Christian, Rim? It seemed like you've been a Christian like a year.
Man, smack
kid.
Him,
kid.
No, but it seemed like he just recently went into the Christian. No. Way
Overdrive.
No, I just don't talk about it like that. I learned.
Okay. You know, yeah, I shut
probably,
up. I don't.
Probably since high school, it's just
don't talk about religion. Yeah, don't talk about religion. Yeah, I can feel you on that. I just wonder if the Aaron Magruder thing though. Like, man, is this season gonna be fucked up now?
What'd you think, guy?
I don't know. Sometimes change is good, but again, we don't know how far he was into the season before this happened, or if this was before. I mean, I'm just gonna watch because I want to see. You know what I'm saying? And I like the Boondocks. It made for good commentary. I use it a lot when I'm teaching my students at the university. You know, for race relation conversations and things like that, satire. So we just gotta tune in and see, and we can have a subsequent conversation. Like, invite me back on halfway through the season, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to bring you back on Lando Cal.
Yeah.
Ooh, love you on Lando Cal.
All right, Kai, thank you for coming on Stroud Low Cash with us. We appreciate it so much.
Yeah, sorry for you coming. Leticia, hope everything's cool.
Yeah, she good. It's all good. No, I'm here to represent the other half of the Pisces life. This was an after dark conversation, so I'm the after dark fish. You know what I'm saying?
All right, definitely keep hitting this up on our Joel Osteen Building Fund. I'm actually changing the theme for the headline theme
to
the Joel Osteen. Because I'm hoping that people actually come donate to us and think it's Joel Osteen. I'm going to have his picture on there and everything.
Hey, Ram, cut his mic.
Hey, okay, I had a dream about this. I was like, dude, why don't we just, I just put Joel Osteen over the top of the PayPal.
You
but
said you
no.
had a dream about about conning people
no,
with
conning.
A man of God.
No,
you've been to send some money. You've been to send some money to Joel Osteen?
Hell no.
He's going to sue the shit out of you for using his likeness and his name.
Osteen.
O-L-D.
Osteen. So Osteen. We go Osteen and it was
and Steen is actually Stein. We're gonna make him Jewish.
Exactly. And I might even put dress him up and put him in a rabbi suit.
No. Put a picture of Harold Ramis up there.
Oh, yes. See you down. That's even better though. All right, you got the graphic artists get on it.
Here we go.
And then do you know how people might donate on accident?
You're looking for accidental money.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, look, yes. And the fucked part, I'm gonna make every picture on the website Joel Osteen for every episode, like different things of Joel Osteen.
You gonna take the service elevator to hell? You know that? Like, you don't get the little elevator man to hold it. You gonna get the crate.
I ain't talking about the man upstairs. I'm talking about the white boy that be smiling all the time. What's wrong?
There's plenty of those.
Well, we know the main one to be like. If you love the Lord and hug him, he'll hug you back.
Joel Osteen don't even be like that.
Yes, he does.
No,
have you read his stuff on his page?
Yeah, he's
a real nursery rhyme like that.
Dude,
if you hug the Lord, he'll hug you right
Joel
back.
Joel Osteen is not like
that. Hey, Joel, Rim laughing because he know that's how Joel Osteen
is. He ain't no worse than Creflo Dollar.
Creflo be like, give me your money.
Nigga,
go
give me
through
your
me.
Money, nigga.
Go through me to get to the Lord. I would tell Jesus.
Exactly.
I would tell Black
in-between. I am the in-between.
His name is Creflo Dollar.
Yeah.
Just like that. If that's not a preacher, that's definitely a pimp. No offense to him. But
multiple mega churches.
How do you have a mega church
multiple
and your last name is Dollar?
And people go in droves.
Like, they walked in, and it was like, I'm really glad they put an ATM back here, because I didn't know how I was going to pay this.
But I remember the first time I saw an ATM at the church, though, I almost threw my credit card at the damn pastor of the goddamn church.
Wait, you went to a church where there was a cash machine in there?
Yeah,
that's 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, they got the ATMs in the back of these mega churches.
And you could charge yours at the door, though, You could charge your offering, too. They got a little
stand up with iPhones.
Here's what's even more messed up.
The little cube. They got the cube. Oh,
they got the square. Yeah, they take a tithe. You know they do got that, though, right?
Yeah.
They got apps.
Charge your tithe.
They got apps. No, I'm saying they got... Wasn't Creflo Dollar like checking W-2s?
Yes, Creflo Dollar checks your W-2 to make sure you give them the 10%.
No.
Yep.
Say it then, so I can't do it.
No bueno.
He says to keep you on track with your payments.
ADA
for you won't you for you can get all your full blessings.
You call them payments.
He said you
gotta get your player package.
No, but look, this is the thing though. He was like, if you can get your full blessing, he don't want you to lose out on getting your full
blessing. So if you get 5%, you ain't going to get half the shit that's coming.
Right. You got to finance your blessing. You got to finance it.
Get your actuary ass.
He wants you to get your full blessing from the Lord. So making sure you get your 10%. Just in case some of us mess up, we forget. Because you got to hear him speak about it. He's like, some of us forget. Some of us just don't understand. And some of us sometimes just don't want to give the Lord his due.
So I'm here to make sure get your
no layaway blessing.
They play it like they play it like they.
So this motherfucker is prayer auditing.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
I mean, the Catholic Church did it for a long time. First
why
time.
Would you even be sharing your personal financial information with somebody who wasn't even? Oh my! But see, that's the blind faith in the church. Don't get me talking about that.
I ain't gonna front. I want to join Creflo Dollar Church just to see what the fuck happens. Like, how far did... You know what? No, I don't. Because it's like being in Alice in Wonderland and shit, though.
If you go down that
rabbit hole, though, you don't know where the fuck you're going to go.
If any part of that church is holy, then you're going to catch on fire when you stand in that position.
Smoke with me?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, I smell something wrong.
No, because real gay recognized game. Damn, Creflo Dollar going to see you come here. He's like, something not right about that boy.
Right. Wait, no, he already know. He's going to be like, that's that dude that's talking about the Joel Osteen fund. I know about him.
And then, no, I'm going to play it different. Like, all the money I brought back to you, bro.
he was like
and he'll start thinking like, shit, It is $5,000.
He's like, he actually used my idea. Right. I tried that shit on Chidi Jakes, but everybody knew who Chidi Jakes was.
I was trying to take Eddie Long people on the low.
Till he pulled that bullshit.
No. I'm thinking about he's trying to do it on the low. Tried to send them back. He tried to send them back, but I think he was probably at the doors like, I'm just playing.
No, when he validated Eddie Long, and they brought out the magical scripture they found in the Dead Sea. That he had been holding on for 25 years.
Eddie Long owed him some paper, though, too. I bet you Eddie Long had to cut him a check. He probably, look at how much you want to pay me.
Dude, me say come on, B. Come on, for real. That's amazing.
Can we call it the Creflo Dollar Fund then? Maybe that'd be better.
Nah, because I don't think people like Creflo Dollar as much as they like Joe Osteen. You need somebody that's like
super likable.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the in-between. Like, that is like midway through. Like Pastor Kearney.
Pastor Kearney would be good.
The prayer package. Get your prayer package.
What about the dude that be talking about Obama, though?
The one I sent you?
The one that would be calling him a fag and stuff, though, and stuff like that?
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
Can pastors use that word?
He called him a fag.
Who are you talking about?
He's out of New York. He's also it's another podcast called This Week in Blackness. That dude made a funny video about him. I guess he found it. And he did a whole video on him. But this dude is gets like 300,000-400,000 views. This is a black dude. Just because he talk about Obama all the time.
So he's sponsored by the Tea Party.
No, he go off on them too.
He's an angry black man.
Have you seen this before, Kai?
I'm thinking that's the same dude.
It's the one. He'd be like, murder!
Right. He was talking about everybody.
Obama be going to the theater with the mother fat.
Oh, how goodness. Is that? And people, I just don't get it. I just, it's not for me to get. Yeah,
dude, you gotta see. It's hilarious though.
I'll check it out there because that shit. But that shit just make me mad.
But like I said though, Joel Osteen Fund. You can go to straightolc.podbean.com. Donate to that. Hopefully you'll see the new picture up there with Joel Osteen pointing at the PayPal account.
Saying
give. Juana's put Jesus on there.
Put the Judas Iscariot.
No. Juana's cut the chase. Put Jesus on there.
No. Just put Judas.
Or Martha King.
No. What? How you?
with his hands out over the top of it.
With a Rolex.
With a Rolex.
Nah, you might as well just put Judas. Save a sinner.
No. Nigga, write that down. That is a dope ass idea for sketch. Yes. Save a sinner. Example, like, is a beggar?
Yeah, just Judas Iscariot with his hand out. Psalms for the poor.
Still trying to buy my way in heaven.
Yeah, St. Peter ain't taking no IOUs.
Right. Kai, let everybody know where to hit you up at again one more time.
Yo, if you're looking for me, you can hit me on the Twitter. My Twitter is Kai Loves You, KAILOVES. Our show, The Pisces Life, it's on Stitcher and iTunes. You can follow the show on the Twitter as well, at Pisces Podcast, one word. If you guys have anything to say or want to send me a little note, y'all can hit me up on our email, and that's thepiscesLife@gmail.com. Again, thank y'all for inviting me back. I had a good time.
Shout out to our sponsor, though, 2Tweaked Audio. People have been buying these headphones, man.
That's right.
Yo, yeah. I got some Tweaked Audio. I use y'all code.
Did you get them
yet? We love you, Kyle. Thank you.
Yes.
Did you get them?
Yeah, I got them. I ordered 2 pairs because I be losing mine.
How they working?
Oh, they dope. They dope. And the thing about them, and Karen from The Black Guy Who Tips had mentioned this as well, because Kyle little woman, so she got little ears. So these headphones are the only ones that stay inside of my ears without falling out all the time. And I wear my headphones most of the day because I do a lot of writing and whatever. So these are best for folks who got little ears and don't want the aggravation of having to keep putting the earbuds back in. They are perfect.
That's like a real life review right there.
No, that is.
Did you see that? Y'all know I do this for a living, right? You know what I'm saying?
TweakAudio.com. Put in the code SOLC. Get 33% off your headphones. Free shipping. Also, iTunes reviews, Stitch reviews, hook us with all them. I wanted to read some, but my computer is messing up, so we have to wait till next week. I'm trying to think of anything else I'm forgetting.
Hey, man, we should start like an After Dark Twitter.
Yes.
After Dark
Twitter. After Dark Twitter and call it Clitter.
Yo, put me on. Put
See,
me on.
I knew it. I knew it. I already knew that you'd be down for
I'm,
it.
No, I like the save a sinner. I might.
That's
have to,
different. That's
he's talking, talking about a whole nother new show idea. Jared, let him cook. Let
we
him
should start
cook.
A, we should start a Christian podcast called Save a Sinner.
I'm about to go.
Teddy, we can get this paper.
Rim, yeah. Rim gonna do this show inside of a Pope
no,
bubble.
No, fuck that.
You know that little, that little bulletproof.
We gonna get a secret studio at my crib, and we can do Save a Sinner.
We can only do it on Sundays.
What about Saturday nights?
What, like midnight afterwards?
And we have strippers. We save a sinner.
How is it? No,
and we just pick up random
no,
prostitutes.
There's
pick
between
we pick up random prostitutes and bring them back to the podcast and not talk to them.
Wait, did you say you will talk to him or you would not talk to him?
No, no.
you don't bring the prostitutes back here and make them feel bad for their lifestyle. You know what? I'm giving you the cold shoulder, bitch. Don't even.
Ain't this save a sinner?
Right. They were
bitch,
like,
I'm saving you right now.
Right. You see how I'm treating you? That's how the world view you.
But we will be back next week with some more fun and all the good stuff on Stroud Low Cash. Straight out of Low Cash.